The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, some of you out there might be due to escape the bad weather. Maybe you were travelling to sunnier climes. Well, fingers crossed your flights are actually taking off. I know Ryanair to cancel a few today. But for the purpose of this conversation, we'll assume they're all going and you're going to be on one of them. But you've got the dreaded packing to get through between now and then. Melanie May is with me, travel writer and broadcaster, with some sage advice. Melanie, you're welcome to the show. So where should people start? Let's assume it's the 10K bag. Not the big, huge suitcase you can horse most of your life into. Something smaller, and they've got to be discerning. Where do you begin?
Well, first of all, the bags have to fit into those little metal sizers in the airport. And that includes the handle and the wheels. So if you want more space, get a bag that doesn't have handles or wheels. I travel with a 25-litre like backpack. It's like a school bag. And when if I'm asked to put that into the sizer, because it's soft and squishy, you can bash the thing in. You can squish it in. It molds into anything. And that's a great one for throwing under the seat as well, because it's so squishy, it will just slide under most of the seats. I've never had any trouble with it. So that would be my first tip. Ditch the wheels and ditch the handles, because you will have a bigger packing volume overall.
Okay. So get something you can shove into that little frame. I like it. That's good advice. Right. What about what goes into the bag?
Well, it depends. So if you're an outfit girly, as they say, so if you're into fashion, there's this thing of, you know, a capsule wardrobe. So making sure all the colors are complementary and match each other. And if you bring three tops and three pairs of trousers and they all go with each other, that's kind of nine outfits. And really think about what you're going to be doing on holiday and check the weather of the place before you're going to go. You might be packing for a sun holiday, but there's rain for like the 3 days that you're going to be there. So don't bring your flip-flops. Make sure that you've packing the clothes that are appropriate, because then it's not wasted space with stuff that you're not going to wear. Also, if you've had like an outfit in your wardrobe that you've never worn before and you're like, oh, I'm going to bring that on holiday, either you're going to really splash out on holiday and add some colour, but you're probably not going to become a brand new person when you're away. So if you're not going to wear it here, you're probably not going to wear it when you're there.
Shoes are the worst thing though, aren't they? Shoes are the absolute worst. They're just the shape of them. They take up so much space in the bag.
Well, it depends. So you wear your bulkiest clothes on the flight. Now, I'm not talking about three or four layers, because, you know, you have to be comfortable. You are going to be sweating. But yeah, wear your big bulky coat, like carry that. That doesn't count as your allowance. Wear the biggest, bulkiest shoes. And then when you're packing, put the shoes, they don't have to be beside each other. They can be on different sides of the bag, and then use the shoes as extra storage. That's where you shove all your underwear. That's where you shove your small tops, your swimsuits, your swimming trunks, anything like that that you're going to bring. So don't waste that space.
Oh,
pack the shoes.
Advice.
And then really think about how many times are you going to be changing your shoes. You need a pair for walking and a pair maybe if you go into a fancy restaurant. But you're lucky if you're not the kind of traveller that goes into fancy restaurants, and you don't need a pair of fancy shoes.
What about these people who wear loads of... Has an airline ever turned away somebody for wearing like 10 jackets getting onto a plane?
Well, no, but if you're wearing 10 jackets getting onto a plane, you have to make sure that the seatbelt is coming across you, because like it's all a security issue as well, you know, and like you have to be able to sit on your seatbelt comfortably for however long the flight is. If you've got 10 coats on, I mean, that's where are you going with 10 coats? You know, and there's loads of stuff as well. There's loads of tricks where people are like, bring a duty free bag and shove loads of items into that. But you have to remember, an awful lot of places have different duty free, so different bags, and those bags are supposed to be sealed with the receipt inside them, and an awful lot of them now are becoming transparent, so you might get away with it in an airport. Like I came back from Barcelona, and you know, that was that duty-free bag, you could hide stuff in that. But there's an awful lot of, say, American airports where the bags are completely see-through now, and you're not going to get loads of stuff in it. But if you did need an extra bag, one of those bum bags or tiny little satchels underneath your clothes, you'll get a few smaller things in there that might save you a little bit of space. But I mean, do you want to be stressing about packing that much? Like, just learn to pack a little less. And if you desperately need something when you get to where you're going and you didn't pack it, there are shops outside of Ireland, and an awful lot of places are a lot cheaper to buy things. So again, for toiletries, if you don't need to bring them, buy them when you're there. But also, a lot of the bottles that are sold that you decant stuff into are 100 mils. You don't need to be bringing 100 mils of shampoo with you anywhere you're going. Buy the smaller bottles, the 50 mils, the 20 mils, and that'll save you a lot of space too.
Great advice from Melanie May, the travel writer and broadcaster.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.